first reading is from the first chapter of Genesis, verse 14 through 19. And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to distinguish the day and the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. And let them be for lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater to rule by day, and the lesser light to rule by night, and the stars. And God set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth, and to rule in the day and in the night, and to distinguish the light and the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And we continue reading from the book of Matthew, chapter 24, about the Lord in his second advent. "For as the lightning comes forth out of the east and shines to the west, so shall also be the coming of the Son of Man. And straightway after the affliction of those days, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from the heavens, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in the heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth wail, and shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and much glory." We read further in the 12th chapter of the book of Revelation, when the first sign of the new church was seen. "And a great sign was seen in heaven, a woman arrayed with the sun, and the moon underneath her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And being with child, she cried, travailing in pain to bring forth." And then, after the New Jerusalem in its fullness descends, we read in chapters 21 and chapter 22 of Revelation. "And I saw no temple in her, for the Lord God Almighty is her temple and the Lamb. And the city has no need of the sun nor of the moon to shine in her, for the glory of God enlightens her, and her lamp is the Lamb. And the nations of those who were saved shall walk in her light, and the kings of the earth shall bring their glory and honor into her, and her gate shall not be shut by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into her, and there shall not enter into her anything that defiles and that does abomination and a lie, but they who are written in the Lamb's book of life. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, bright as crystal, going forth from the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of her street and of the river, and on this side and on that, the tree of life, bearing 12 fruits, according to each and every month, rendering its fruit. And the leaves of the tree were for a cure for the nations. And no accursed thing shall be there, and the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in her, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, for they have no need of the lamp and of the light of the sun, for the Lord God enlightens them, and they shall reign for ages of ages." And he said to me, "Write, these words are true and faithful." We read first from Arcana Celestia 31 about the progression of faith with those who are being created anew is as follows. At first, they have no life, for it is only in the good and the true that there is life, and none in the evil and in the false. Afterwards, they receive life from the Lord by faith, first by faith in the memory, which is a faith of mere knowledge. Next, by faith in the understanding, which is an intellectual faith. Lastly, by faith in the heart, which is the faith of love or saving faith. The first two kinds of faith are represented from verse 3 to 13 by the first 3 days of creation, by things inanimate. But faith vivified by love is represented from verse 20 to 25 by animate things. For this reason, love and faith thence derived are now here first treated of, and they are called lights. Love being the greater light which rules by day, and faith derived from love, the lesser light which rules by night. And as these two lights ought to make one, it is said in the singular, let there be light, or let there be lights, or there is lights, rather than in the plural, or there are lights. And further we read concerning the woman clothed with the sun from Apocalypse Revealed 533, and the moon under her feet signifies the Lord's new church in the heavens, which is the new heaven, and the Lord's new church about to be on the earth, which is the new Jerusalem. The reason why the moon was seen under the woman's feet is because the church on earth, which is not yet conjoined with the church in the heavens, is meant. By the moon is signified intelligence in the natural man and faith. And by being seen under the feet is signified that it is about to be upon the earth. Otherwise, by feet is signified the church itself when it is conjoined. It is known that there is a church in the heavens as well as on the earth, for there is there also the word. There are temples also and preachings in them, and there are ministerial and priestly offices. For all angels there were men, and their departure out of the world was only a continuation of their life. Therefore, they are perfected in love and wisdom, everyone according to the degree of the affection of truth and good, which he took with him out of the world. The church among them is here meant by the woman clothed with the sun, who had upon her head a crown of 12 stars. But because the church in the heavens cannot subsist, except there also be a church on earth, which is concordant in love and wisdom. And as this is about to be, therefore it says, the moon was seen under the feet of the woman, which here especially signifies faith, by which, such as it is at this day, there is no conjunction. And we read further about the signification of the tree of life yielding its fruit every month, signifies the Lord produces good with man according to every state of truth. By a month is signified the state of a man's life as to truth, as will be presently shown. He who believes that a man does good that is acceptable to the Lord, which is called spiritual good, unless there are truths from the word in him, is much deceived. Goods without truths are not goods, and truths without goods are not truths with man, although in themselves they may be truths. For the state of life of every man is such that his will cannot do anything except through the understanding, nor can the understanding think anything except from the will. It is similar with good and truth, since good is of the will and truth is of the understanding. It is manifest from this that the good which the Lord produces with man is according to the state of the truth with him in his understanding. This signified by the tree of life yielding its fruit every month, is because the state of truth with the man is signified by a month. The states of life are signified by all times, which are hours, days, weeks, months, years, ages, which may be seen. The state of life as to truths are signified by months, is because the times determined by the moon are meant by months, and truth of the understanding and faith is signified by the moon. On account of the signification of a month, which is that of the moon, they made sacrifices at the beginning of every month, or of the new moon. Here in our readings, blessed are they who hear the word of God